What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Look, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Mary is Tack Theratrix.
Hi, I'm Spartacus.
Steve Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
And uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison? Swangles in Fort Lauderdale.
I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the Sears hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff with two German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you?
Thank you, comrade.
And now, macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault.
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. How's everybody doing out there? It's been a crazy year. Crazy year. This podcast is officially a year old now, which I'm pretty proud of. Thank you all for supporting it, for sharing the show. Couldn't do it without your support. It kind of led me into one thing I want to mention really quick is that we've got a merchandise store. Oh my God. And it's not just for the macroaggressions stuff. I mean, it's all kinds. I've got sweatshirts, t-shirts, pillows, cell phone cases, the greatest sticker collection. I'm telling you right now, it's all kinds of things. And this is the type of material, the quality of the products is so good. You know, if I've bought things before at some of those other places, I won't name them, but you know, the print on demand sites, and I'm always really disappointed. The shirts are kind of funky. They don't feel very good. You wash them after like two washes, all the writing on it falls away. That is not the case. I made certain that I tried everything out before I launched the site. The sweatshirts are super comfortable. The standard shirt is better than the premium shirts that other places sell. And the premium shirts are so comfortable, you'll sleep in them. So do this. Go to theoctopusofglobalcontrol.com. That's my website. It's been revamped. You'll find new sections on there. You'll find one called Merch Store. Just go check it out. I mean, if you want a coffee mug that says conspiracy theorist or machine elves or, you know, false flag, I'm wearing a false flag hoodie right now. It's so comfortable. Just go check it out. I'm telling you, it's great. And while you're there, you can see a support page that will help you. You can support the show. You can check out the sponsors of the show are there. We have some new ones too. So check out C60 Purple Power on there. Check out Coinbit Apps. That's Hotep Jesus's company that he's a part of. And support our sponsors if you can. If you're at a place where you can financially do it. I'd rather you buy stuff though. You know, I'd rather you get something out of it, you know, but support our sponsors who are all small businesses. I'm not dealing with big mega corporations, even though I hear they advertise in my podcast beforehand. I'm talking about you, Microsoft. But you'll feel good supporting the small businesses that are also members of the alternative media. Funny how that works out, right? So how you doing? After a year of this charade that we call COVID-19, it's a year in, right about, and I wanted to do a one-year recap on it, where we are, where they said we would be. I want to document some of the numerous lies that they spread about this. I'd once again like to reiterate that the media are co-conspirators in this whole crime, and it's a crime. You know, to be clear, this is a crime. The statistics that have been put out by the corporate whore media are so inaccurate and so flawed and fudged that it's pointless to go off of their stuff. There is no reason to go off of the figures that they give us. But because they are putting these figures out and as real numbers, and they're doing it with a straight face, I feel it's only reasonable for us to take those numbers and dismantle them and prove that they're lying and show where the fraud is. It's not hard to do. And it's almost, I'd say the hardest part is to know where to start, really. But let's start here. Let's start with the death toll from coronavirus, COVID-19, in the United States. Let's start with that number. Let's start with that fake-ass number. The first time they really put it out was in August of 2020. With a headline that 169,000 people were dead from coronavirus in the United States. A staggering number, if it were true. And if you were a person who is in a hurry, we all have been here in this situation, and you just read the headline, and you didn't read the story, you would have one version of reality. 169,000 Americans dead from coronavirus would be in your head. I'm assuming you, if you believe the mainstream media, I know you guys don't, but I'm just talking about the average person, normie, who doesn't dig into the details or anything like that. They see the headline, 169,000 dead, and they say, wow, that's a lot. And then they go on about their day. Now that number, you know, went up to two, I think they're running it at like 250 or something, 300, whatever. Then now it's at 500,000, 505,000. Well, I mean, that's five coliseums in LA filled with people all dead, a tragedy, right? Yeah, except that it's the numbers are horseshit. Not even my opinion on it. I mean, I've got my opinions on it, and you'll hear those for sure. But I'm not even talking about from my opinion. I'm saying it's horseshit according to their own studies. Because if you read the story further, you know, if you just went ahead and read the article, which wasn't long, four or five paragraphs or so, it wasn't like a book, and it wasn't a detailed doctory, scientific-y, CDC press release that had all these confusing numbers. It was very simple. But it was a lie. Well, I should say, let me rephrase that. It was deceptive in how they framed it. Because once you go down a couple paragraphs, you get to a part that talks about 6%. There was a time when this came out, when if you were on Twitter anywhere, you would just see tweets that just said 6%, 6%. If you remember that a couple of months ago and you're like, oh yeah, I didn't know what that meant. This is what it means. This is from the paragraph from the CDC. I'm not making this up. I didn't write this. They wrote it. This is what was used in that article. Table 3 shows the type of health conditions and contributing causes mentioned in conjunction with deaths involving coronavirus disease 19, parentheses, COVID-19. For 6% of the deaths, COVID-19 was the only cause mentioned. For deaths with conditions or causes in addition to COVID-19, on average, there were 2.6 additional conditions or causes per death. 6% of the people died from COVID-19. 94% died with COVID-19. There's a difference. There's a massive difference. Because you see, the 2.6 additional causes of death never got mentioned. I mean, it was in the story. I mean, it was in the article. It's buried at the bottom. If they wanted to write an accurate headline, they would have said that 10,000 people died from COVID-19. Because that's 6% of 169,000. But they didn't say that. Because, you see, their job is to scare the shit out of you. Because there's a massive agenda tied to this. The truth? The truth is optional here. They're not interested in the truth. They don't want the truth. They want you clicking on that headline. That's best case scenario. They want you clicking on that headline to read the story and see their ads and everything. The worst case scenario is that it's an agenda. And that, of course, that is what this is. This is not an accident. It's not people got it wrong. It's not people mislabeled something. It's a psychological operation designed to make you think that COVID-19 is everywhere, killing everybody. It's not. I'm sorry. You should be happy about this. Everybody seems disappointed. Everybody wants to fight me when I bring this up. They should say, thank God. Thank God it's not as bad as we said it was going to be. Thank God. They don't say that. They say, how dare you? How dare you challenge this? Where are you getting your facts from? You're getting your facts from the internet? No. I'm getting my facts from the CDC. But to be clear, an institute that I don't trust at all. But in the interest of comparing apples to apples, we have to use their numbers. They're the ones saying that all these people died, right? They're the ones driving this train on COVID-19, you know, statistics. The CDC is the one that says all these people are dying, but they also have to admit that really only 6% died just from that. The other 94% died with it and a bunch of other stuff, including heart disease, cancer, car accidents. Don't laugh. They actually had some of those in there. Motorcycle crashes. Oh, but the guy took a COVID test 30 days earlier and it said that he was positive. You know, a PCR test that is garbage, that they set the cycles too high and everybody tested positive. You know, that garbage test. Well, the motorcycle guy had taken that garbage test and it told him he was positive for COVID-19. So when he slammed his motorcycle into the back of a car at 90 miles an hour on the freeway and died from it, he was listed as dead from coronavirus. And you wonder why I have a problem with the numbers? Yeah. They're cooking the books, man. That's what they're doing. We've been screaming this for months now. There is an agenda. The agenda is the World Economic Forum is trying to put forth a Great Reset, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, the Build Back Better crew. We've talked about this. We've done episodes on this. And you have to destroy the current paradigm if you want to offer this Build Back Better option. Why would you be building it back if it wasn't destroyed in the first place? The name implies that the current paradigm is going to be destroyed so that you can build it back better. Not build it better, build it back better. It is implied in the name that the current system was destroyed and that you had to build it back better than it was before you destroyed it, before it got destroyed. This should be clicking for people. So you destroy the current paradigm by introducing a virus, which is the flu, It's a flu virus. Coronavirus is a flu virus. Fact. You whip the media up into a frenzy. You pay off scientists, which Bill Gates has done. You pay off the media, which Bill Gates has done. Not speculation. You can go through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. You can find all of the items in which where they have given money to media organizations. It's hundreds of them. And I mean big checks, too. I'd like to remind everybody that the MS and MSNBC stands for Microsoft. Through a joint venture that they did with NBC Universal, they're no longer in that arrangement, just so you know. I mean, I think it went away about 9 months ago or so. But it was in existence for 19 years, I think. So Bill Gates has a disproportionate amount of influence over the media, even though, you know, he's the Microsoft guy or he's the vaccine guy. He might think, well, he doesn't run the media. Well, look, when you give out a bunch of money to the media, you get preferential treatment. This is just the way it goes. It's the reason why the media doesn't talk about Bill Gates' very close and very long relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, who he said he needed to partner up with in order to get access to rich people. Fucking spare me. Okay, Bill, just stop. It's an insulting lie. Your buddy's with a pedophile. It's fine. Just admit it. So this concept of building back better requires that the current system be destroyed. Well, we're a year in. How do you think it's going? Destroyed? What is the financial repercussions of something like this? Well, according to the CNBC, the nation lost 8.5 million jobs in 2020. Frankly, I think that's low. Close to one third of small businesses are now closed for good. One third. Not one third of a percent, one third. 33% of small businesses are gone. One in 10 adults have reported that their households have gone hungry during the pandemic. 10% in America, where we throw away just as much food as we serve. 18% of all restaurants are closed forever. Not just mom and pop ones either. Big chains. Sweet Tomato Soup Plantation, done. Some big chains out there that just said, restaurants operate on a razor thin margin. I mean, there's not a whole lot of room for error. But once you get one up and running and you know what the costs are and you know who your patrons are and you do a good job, you can keep it going. You can do okay. But you can't afford to have a year shutdown. I mean, that you don't see small restaurant owners, you know, up and leaving for a month at a time to go on vacation. I mean, you got to keep your restaurant open. How's the mental health component going for most people? Not very good. In early 2019, 11% of households reported depression or anxiety. This is 2019, 11%. In early 2021, 41% of households reported depression and anxiety, from 11% to 41%. And if that wasn't enough, U.S. life expectancy drops by a full year, from 77.8 years to 77.8 years from 78.8 years. But don't worry, because they say now the vaccine's out, it'll raise that number. Please. So it did a number on businesses, on small businesses in particular. You know, you don't have access to cash, a lot of them. A lot of people don't don't have a ton of money sitting around that they can just, you know, ride the storm out. The big boys can, but of course they haven't had to use it. There's Best Buy and Amazon and Walmart, you know, the big, you know, Costco, those places are open. They're not shut down. Small businesses are, because, you know, COVID. You know, the small businesses that can only hold like maybe 15 people in their store at one time, those have got to be shut down because, you know, they're killing everybody. But Costco, where, you know, you could get lost in the place, there's 1,000 people in there at one time. I mean, yeah, stay open. No, it's fine. This makes sense. And God forbid you accurately and calmly and rationally point this out, you get the delight of being ridiculed by your friends and family for being a conspiracy theorist, for pointing out this obvious fact. Look, it's not just a bunch of people that allegedly died from COVID-19. Common sense died as well. RIP. Thoughts and prayers. Hashtag blessed. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I thought people were pretty fucking stupid to begin with. But after this, I had no idea. It really is a nice barometer to see the health of a country. You go through something like this, you check the response of the average person, and you get a feel for where does this country stand? I know a lot of people that listen to this show are international, and I'm sure that the same could be said for your country as well. We failed the test. The general public collapsed. They, you know, the brave, you know, that image of America, you know, like the bald eagle and the brave soldiers that are defending freedom, which is total bullshit, of course. You know, all that imagery, America, man, greatest country on earth. We're a bunch of cowards. We are a bunch of cowards. Not us personally, not you and me, but the vast majority of people, I lost all of my respect for them. Hiding indoors from a virus with a 99.97% survival rate and a median death age of 80 years old? How brave of you. America, man, love it or leave it. Home of the brave, land of the free. Man, that's just bullshit that's written on greeting cards. That's not real. Home of the brave, land of the free? Go outside. Where is this bravery? I don't see it. Where's this freedom? I don't see that either. It's a sales pitch. Do you ever wonder why they have to keep telling you this over and over again? It's advertising. It's a sales pitch to get you to believe some narrative about America. Brave and free? We're neither. I wish we were. I'm an American. I take no pleasure in saying this, but I'm being as objective as I can, and I'm taking a look at the overall situation that we have here. Bravery and freedom are not on my radar. I'm not seeing any of that. I'm seeing cowardice. I'm seeing Karens. I'm seeing hypochondria. I'm seeing Munchausen by proxy. I'm seeing rampant mental illness. I'm not seeing any freedom, and I'm certainly not seeing any bravery. I wish I was. I wish I could say that the sales pitch for America was completely accurate. It's not. It's like most sales pitches. Read the fine print. Some restrictions may apply to this freedom and bravery we're talking about. According to AARP, which is the American Association for Retired People, 170,000 residents / staff of long-term care facilities have died from COVID. 170,000 residents and staff of long-term care facilities have died from COVID. I don't think that number is accurate. But I would say this. You're more likely to die actually from COVID in one of these long-term care facilities, old folks homes, you know. But it's really tough to analyze that number because the criteria for getting you put into one of these facilities means that you're on death's door to begin with. And I'm not trying to be a jerk about that. I've had, you know, I visited my grandmother, both of my grandmothers in long-term care facilities right before they died. It's death's waiting room. And I'm not trying to be, funny about it. It's a real thing. These nursing homes are where you go when you're on your way out and you just can't be helped at home. And then there is a vibe inside them that is not usually optimistic and happy. It's more like, it's like a crab, you know, the crab bucket where like the other crabs are pulling everybody back. I mean, there's so many sick people in there to begin with that have a variety of health conditions that you're going there. You don't come out of these facilities alive. I mean, you just don't. I mean, rarely. Unless you're going in there for like, unless you've had like some sort of injury where you have to go rehab it there and get out. But if you're an old person going to an old folks home, it's a one-way ticket, sadly. And when Andrew Cuomo decided to put sick people into nursing homes, he killed them. Now, those people were vulnerable and susceptible to just about anything. And I'm not trying to say that COVID-19 isn't a real thing. It's the flu. It's been rebranded. It's the flu rebranded. It's a heavy flu. It's probably a bioweapon too, on top of that. It's a funky flu. It's not the Black Death. Thank God. It's not the Hanta virus. It's not whatever those fucking Chinese people pretended to have where they were falling down or blood was pouring out of their mouths as they were throwing up on the buses. I don't know if you ever saw that video, which was super disgusting. It's none of that. It's the flu, and it's a heavy flu, and the flu in a nursing home is not welcome. It will kill a lot of people, and that's what happened. So 170,000 residents and staff of long-term care facilities have died from COVID. I'm not going to accept that 170,000 number as being accurate, but I'm also not going to put 6% on there either, because it's going to be somewhere in between that, because this would, I mean, talk about having a propensity towards dying from this. I mean, this is the worst place to put it. Death tied to long-term care facilities account for 35% of all deaths. Well, they account for 35% of the bullshit number of 500,000. But once again, that's a bullshit number. So I don't know. Residents and staff were 7 times more likely to die from it. I bet. 94% of people that were in 94% of facilities have reported at least one confirmed infection. Of course, I can't believe that number is not 100%. It's the flu. You don't have old people testing positive for the flu. Another statistic, according to AARP, nursing homes with higher proportions of Black and Hispanic residents reported 3 times as many deaths than ones with more white residents. That's an interesting statistic, huh? 3 times as many deaths? The grand total that they are pushing right now is 505,642 Americans have died from COVID. That is as of March 2021. Put the 6% figure on that, and we're talking 30,000 dead. A lot of people. Enough to, you know, half fill Dodger Stadium. A lot of people. I'm not trying to make light of it. But, you know, the flu kills way more people than that. I mean, this is a statistical insignificant number, statistically insignificant number. when you're talking about the fact that over 2 million Americans die each year just because 30,000 from COVID-19 out of the 2 million that are going to die. Look, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but statistically insignificant, not a big deal. But tell that to the media. Tell that to Big Pharma. They have to keep you scared. They have to keep you scared. The only way this works is if they keep you scared. Well, let's talk about some interesting anomalies when it comes to this disease, this coronavirus. You know about the symbolism, right? I mean, we know that this is a con, the dancing nurses and all that stuff, you know, the footage out of China that came in. A lot of people are having a hard time making sense of it all. They feel like for those that are waking up, they feel like there's something wrong. They can't quite put their finger on it, though. Maybe it's because they don't have the background. They don't know what to look for. Maybe they're right in their, by the way, they're right in their assessment that there's something wrong. They don't really know what it is they're looking for. But I'll tell you what, when you get into this line of work, or you get into these, you know, you develop a fascination with these topics, you have to kind of learn a new language. You have to learn a language of symbols and special magic numbers that have meaning to them. And you have to look for these encoded throughout the media. You have to look for it. Once you recognize one of these coded words or these coded numbers, and you set your attention to it, you'll see them everywhere. That's part of the way you'll be able to understand that this is an operation. Too many coincidences. Too many people saying the same thing. A very particular thing. I went through and pulled a ton of headlines that I'm going to read. It'll be obvious that, you know, where the problem is, what the number is that we're talking about. But you have to understand, if you understand Freemasonry, you know that the number 33 is very special to them. It is said to be the highest degree you can achieve, though others may say that it goes higher. I don't know. I'm not a Freemason. But the number 33 is very, very important to them. You'll see 33s everywhere. Once you know what to look for, you'll find them. So, here's some headlines. And to be clear, I went through each one of these headlines. There's an actual story attached to them. So, it's not a Google trick that's doing this. I've seen that. I've seen the Google trick when you type in some numbers and search for it. That's not what this is. This is a nod. This is revelation of the method. This is telling you who's involved. This is giving you a wink to those that are going, hey, hang on a second. I think I'm noticing a pattern here. This is a wink to you saying, you noticed the pattern. You know what's going on. You know this is all bullshit. Good for you for figuring it out. Influencer, 33, who thought COVID didn't exist, dies. US reports 33,000 daily COVID cases. These are, each one of these is a different headline. Over 33,000 vaccinated on March 6th. Very specific number, wouldn't you say? Florida COVID cases, no more than 33,000. It's not limited to the U.S. West Bengal minister tests positive. 33,000 vaccinations in the state. New coronavirus variant. 33,000 arrived from UK in a month. Coronavirus, UK. Testing data estimates only 33,000 in England have COVID. Singapore. No local residents among 373 new COVID-19 infections in Singapore. Total passes 33,000 mark. In Zimbabwe, the coronavirus has infected 33,000. India generates nearly 33,000 tons COVID-19 waste in 7 months. Latest Sacramento area numbers, 33,000 infected, over 550 dead. Over 33,000 returnees from biggest coronavirus hotspot to Hanoi tested. An estimated average of 33,000 people within the community in England had COVID-19 between May 31st and June 13th, 2020. Cases of COVID-19 in Florida have now passed 33,000. Number of COVID-19 infections in Africa tops 33,000. Health Department data shows the state's vaccination effort on an upswing, with nearly 33,000 more vaccinations reported. The deadly virus has claimed over 33,000 lives and infected 697,244 people worldwide. So, why is everything 33,000? Those are actual stories. I went through each one. This is not a real number. Not 33,115, not 33,000, not 31,000, not 32,000, not 34,000. 33,000. 33. Everywhere you look, 33. Hell of a coincidence, wouldn't you say? Let me ask you this. I'm not a particularly, you know, religious person. I don't have a fear of the devil. I don't worry about stuff like that. I think there's some demonic people out there. I don't pretend to understand how this world was created or any of that stuff. I'm not trying to shit on anybody's religion. I'm just not religious. It's just not my thing. So when I see the number 666, I don't freak out necessarily, but I know that a lot of people do. And I know that it has a very dark, it's connected to some very occult meanings and dark symbolism. It's not there accidentally. So once again, when I see numbers, and I'm not a numerologist. I'm not into gematria. I'm just talking about the numbers that they use when communicating with the public through the media. You thought there were a lot of 33s? Wait till you see how many 666s there are. I went through same situation and pulled actual stories, went through the stories themselves, read them, saw the numbers, and I pulled them from a variety of different cities. I didn't overlap unless it was like a big state, and it might be, you know, something in the north and something in the south. But these are all headlines. Tulsa World, 19 more deaths. 666 new COVID-19 cases reported across Oklahoma. KXNet, Bismarck, North Dakota. No deaths, 95 new COVID in ND. Active cases are 666. KTVZ, Portland, Oregon. Oregon Health Authority reports 3 more COVID-19 deaths, 666 new cases. KELO, South Dakota. COVID-19 in South Dakota, 666 new total cases. Death toll rises to 1,501, active cases at 5,733. Let's go international. Hindustan Times, India. Pune reports 666 COVID cases, 19 deaths. WKRN, Nashville, Tennessee. Tennessee reports 666 new COVID-19 cases, 7 deaths on October 16th. Trib Live, Pennsylvania. Westmoreland County adds 666 new COVID cases over 2 days. WIS News, Columbia, South Carolina. SC announces 666 new COVID-19 cases, 25 more deaths Tuesday. Patch, Los Gatos, California. There were 666 COVID-19 patients hospitalized in the county as of Thursday, of which 156 were being treated in intensive care units. El Paso Times. City reports 666 new COVID-19 cases, 3 additional deaths Tuesday. AZ Central. Hospitals report uptick in COVID-19 patients as Arizona adds 666 new cases. Press Telegram, Long Beach. The city's death toll hit 666 on Monday. Florida Today. The county's official death toll stands at 666. Virginia, WHSV. Virginia COVID-19 cases rise by 666 with a drop in percent positivity. KWQC, Iowa. Iowa health officials report 666 new coronavirus cases, 2 deaths. And lastly, Patch, Wheaton, Illinois. 666 new coronavirus cases in DuPage County in past 24 hours. Let me ask you something. Do you think all this is a coincidence? Or do you think they're fucking with us? Because that's what I think. I don't think it's accidental that I could find 20 of each real easy. And I could have kept going. I mean, I had to stop at some point. It's an agenda. It's a gigantic scam. It's a scamdemic. It's what it is. These are the things that you recognize, you see, as you get better at this, as you get more comfortable, after you see these things over and over again, much like false flags, there's certain things that happen and you go, oh yeah, that happens all the time. I recognize that. We're really, as human beings, we're great at pattern recognition. What do you make of this? I mean, are we making something out of nothing? I know that there was a Google trick where you could type in numbers and it would show whatever number, you know, number of cases and everything. I know that. I know you can do that. And I know it was showing that. That's not what this is. I'm reading the articles that are showing these numbers in there. I mean, if this is fake somehow, I'd love to know how they're doing it. I don't know what to say except that 33,000 is a very specific number. So is 666. I don't see 667 deaths anywhere, but I see 666 everywhere. I don't see 34,000 new cases. I see 33,000 everywhere. Why is that? I think it's revelation of the method. I think it's part of their karmic cleansing. I think it's a nod to those in the know, the people that can see through it. I mean, you'll never be able to convince people, a large majority of the walking dead out there, that there's gigantic scams happening like this, that they're manipulating the numbers, they're playing with numbers, they're sending signals in the headlines about how fake this is. You don't think that, like, high-level Freemasons don't see that 33,000 all over the place and go, oh, this is totally an operation. Okay, yeah, this is the wink that they're giving us. Oh, 666 dead again? Well, what a fucking surprise, right? They know. And to be clear, I'm not trying to lump all Freemasons into this. I think that, like anything, the vast majority of the people that are in that are working class people at the bottom of the pyramid, paying their dues and doing the funky handshakes and networking and trying to become, you know, the preferred insurance salesman, you know, to their little lodge. I think there's a lot of, and I don't necessarily have a problem with that. Obviously, the networking I don't have a problem with, but you know, when you get up into the higher levels, I think they explain some of the nonsense. I don't know. I'm not there. Talk to Isaac Weishaupt and those guys. They can fill you in on the details of what actually happens in Freemason lodges. I don't know. I've never been in one. But I know that they're obsessed with the number 33, and I know the occult significance of 666. And when I see this stuff over and over and over and over again, I don't let it go. I recognize it for what it is. It is a sign. It's not the only sign. To be fair, this is one of the weakest signs that this is a gigantic scam. This is not the smoking gun, you know, that there's 666s and 33s everywhere. It's not the smoking gun. The smoking gun is that there aren't dead bodies stacked up everywhere. That's the real indicator that this is not an actual pandemic. That and the fact that they sure do have to sell it, don't they? I mean, a virus so dangerous that you have to get tested for it just to see if you actually have it. That should have been the first indicator. Then they went with asymptomatic spread, which is code for you're healthy. Oh, did you test positive? No, I tested negative. Oh, but you could be asymptomatic. Oh no, am I going to die? Asymptomatic means you're healthy, means you don't have it. The lie of asymptomatic spread is just that, a gigantic lie. Boy, I'll tell you, I sometimes stay awake at night thinking about how many people in my past I've given the flu to. I can barely live with myself. I hope I didn't kill somebody's grandma by putting my dirty hands on the armrest on an airplane, and then some old lady sitting down the next time around and catching it and dying from it. I should be strung up, right, on murder charges for my insensitivity. It's just never-ending lies. And what is our thanks for pointing it out? Well, we get called conspiracy theorists, anti-science people, grandma killers, and anti-vaxxers. I mean, okay, fine. I don't care. Call me whatever you want. Show me where I'm wrong. I mean, you can call me a conspiracy theorist all day long. Debate me. You know, let's talk about it. If I'm so unhinged and I'm so off base, then this should be easy for you, right? Look, don't doctors understand that it takes years to develop a vaccine? And what? It just magically happened in less than 12 months? This is a litmus test to see who's paying attention. It's an IQ test to see how stupid you are. Let's work this out. If I had a picture me writing on a virtual whiteboard, for somebody in my age range and health, I'm in good health. I'm in my 40s. I have a 99.97% chance of surviving COVID-19. Okay. 99.97. Those are the statistics that the CDC gave for someone in my shape. The statistics they gave for somebody in bad shape was 99.74% survival rate. Okay. So to compare and contrast. So in my case, if I take the vaccine and everything goes right with that vaccine, it works exactly the way it's supposed to work, which is to say that it prevents me from dying from COVID-19. It improved my chances of living by 0.03%. Not 3%. Not 0.3%. 0.03%. 9/100ths or 3/100ths of a percent. 0.03 is the best that the vaccine can do for me. What's the downside? What's the downside risk? Bell's palsy? Death? Yeah. Autoimmune disease? A screwed up nervous system? Uncontrollable shaking? Yeah, I mean, we've seen all of that. Let me put it to you another way. If you took your midterm exam and you got a 99.97% on it, would you ask for extra credit if the extra credit could possibly kill you? I don't think so. I think you'd go, I'm pretty good with my A++++++. That's if everything goes right with the vaccine. Now, if we were living in a world where 50% of the people that got this dropped dead within 2 days, that might be a different conversation. I still don't know that the vaccines would help. Certainly not a gene therapy vaccine that's been rushed to market and not cleared stage 3 trials that haven't been tested on human beings. I'm not talking about that. But I would be way more scared if 50% of the people were dropping dead. I might be looking for something to improve my chances. But 99.97%, I'm not looking for anything to improve my chances. I'm good. I'm real good. And you're good too. And guess what? Even the person that's in compromised health, they're good as well. 99.74%. I don't think I ever got that on a test. But if I did, I wouldn't be asking for extra credit. Did you know? This goes to the mask situation. And it's a situation, let me tell you. Did you know that according to the CDC, you know that institution that we don't trust, but we're using it for our apples comparison, they concluded that mask mandates were associated with an average of 1.32% decrease in the growth rates of COVID and deaths during the first 100 days after the mask policy was implemented. Let me read that again. 1.32% decrease in the growth rates of COVID and death during the first 100 days of the mask mandate. So all that masking, all that, you gotta wear your mask, man. Fucking put your mask on. Fauci says you can't come in this grocery store without your mask on. I'm gonna tackle you on an airplane if your 2-year-old pulls the mask down over his nose. 1.32% is how much it helped. I'll be honest with you, I'm a little bit surprised it was even 1.32%. Considering you're breathing in all that bacteria, you're causing serious damage to your mouth. Gingivitis is going through the roof. I just talked to Tim James about that from Chemical Free Body. He and I were having this discussion on the phone, talking about how bad it is for you. Let's stick with the CDC, you know, with those criminals over there. CDC reports that influenza cases in the U.S. have dropped to almost zero in the 2020 to 2021 flu season, down from 56 million the previous year. You're being lied to by psychopaths that want to destroy society so that they can build back better. The flu has vanished, everybody. Shouldn't we be celebrating? I mean, We're the generation that finally killed the flu. We renamed it COVID-19. You know, kind of like what they did with smallpox or polio. Non-flaccid myelitis. Hey, but we cured polio. Polio vanished. No. You rebranded it. You renamed it. Go look it up.
Look into it.
According to the CDC, the mask mandate, this is their words, have the potential to slow the spread of COVID-19. Nothing like a real definitive answer there from the CDC, huh? The masks have the potential to slow the spread of COVID-19. Do they actually slow it, or do they have the potential? Because I have the potential to become an NBA basketball player. Am I one? No, I'm not. You know what? Because I don't have all that much potential. I'm old and slow and white and short. Well, 5'11". But I ain't playing in the NBA, even though you have potential. So the CDC says that the masks have the potential to slow the spread of COVID-19. Do you understand how they play with words? You have to read these headlines, and you have to be a lawyer to read these headlines. Somebody that's really good at deciphering the nuance and the importance of changing a word. Have the potential? Who cares? That means jack shit that you have the potential. Has the potential to slow the spread? Does it slow it or not? Oh, it does. Technically, it does. It slows it by 1.32%. Wow. Take your masks off, people. Take them off. It's a psychological operation. They're conditioning you. You'll be wearing a burqa before too long and shaming everybody that's not. But don't worry. According to Nature magazine, suicide rates among children in Japan are up 49%. The U.S. government's Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service reported that call volume is up 890% since April. I wonder if mask mandates have the potential to slow the spread of all these people killing themselves. I mean, since we're just talking about potential and nothing more, right? The economic cost of COVID, according to The Economist, could amount to $10 trillion in foregone GDP just over 2020 and 2021. $10,000 billion. $10 trillion. For the flu. Job losses. Schools closing. Industries. Vegas shut down. Airlines grounded. Business travel's over. Tourism's done. Small businesses destroyed. Office space vacant. Malls are dead. $10 trillion in foregone GDP. I mean, to say that's unacceptable, you know, it is such an understatement. But guess what? There is some good news. There's good news, after all. Billionaires in the United States have grown their worth by over a third, or more than $1 trillion during the pandemic. Yay for billionaires. They're doing well. Would you like to hear some statistics about how well they're doing? The answer is, hell yeah, you do. Bezos grew 70%. From $113 billion was his net worth before the pandemic to $191 billion, while Amazon workers haven't received hazard pay in months, and 20,000 Amazon workers have been infected. But don't worry everybody, because Jeff Bezos has made another $70 billion. Dan Gilbert, Quicken Loans founder, Cleveland Cavs owner, guy who said that they would win a championship without LeBron, you know, that guy. His net worth went from $6.5 billion to $49.2 billion, the largest growth of anybody. His was less about COVID, but, you know, still. The reprehensible, possible lizard person Mark Zuckerberg's wealth grew from $46.5 billion grew by $46.5 billion. He was worth $54 billion, now he's worth $101 billion. Zuckerberg, the guy that put you in Facebook jail for making accurate statements about this virus situation. Elon Musk's wealth grew by $157 billion to $182 billion. $157 billion he made during the pandemic. And I'm not trying to say he made it from the pandemic, too. I want to be crystal clear about that. Some of these companies did better because of the pandemic. Some of them just had good timing. But they're all benefiting from the death of competition. There's no more small businesses. You know, they're destroying. Bill Gates, who is a lizard person, I'm pretty much convinced, he went from $98 billion to $124 billion. And that's not even calculating how much he plans to make from the vaccines, which he said he's put $20 billion into and he hopes to make 10 times his money. Or was it $10 billion he put in and he thinks he's going to make 20 times his money? Either way, the formula ended up with him making $200 billion from vaccines, according to him. I might have those numbers confused, but I'm not confused about the $200 billion. Sergey Brin and Larry Page, founders of Google, from $51 billion to $91 billion. The U.S.'s 661 billionaires have a total wealth of $4.26 trillion. The bottom 50% of Americans, which is 165 million people, have a combined $2.4 trillion. $2.4 trillion of wealth for the bottom 50% of Americans compared to $4.26 trillion for just the billionaires. It's a gigantic transfer of wealth. The government has used it to reward industries and businesses that play ball with them. You are being mocked to your face by dancing nurses on TikTok. You are being traumatized by not being able to see your dying parents in a nursing home that you're not allowed to go in and touch. That is, if they made it after Cuomo sent sick people into all the nursing homes to wipe them out, kill all the old people. Largest transfer of wealth in our history. 40% of all U.S. dollars were printed during 2020 to hyperinflate the currency. We're a year in. How are you doing? If you like the show, share it with your friends and family. Support the show at theoctopusofglobalcontrol.com. And be well out there, people.